This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. During the Christmas season, Santa Claus is everywhere, but it didn't used to be that way. This Christmas Eve, local pop culture historian Tim Hollis tells of a Birmingham Christmas past when the city's two largest department stores fought for the title of Santa's official Magic City headquarters. Word of warning, though, for those listening with young children, the story does touch on some Christmas secrets.
The idea of having a Santa Claus in a department store is really something that came along in the 1920s. Back in the 1800s, there were a few stores that did it, but the 20s is when it became big. I'm Tim Hollis. Christmas in Birmingham is my 26th book. In Birmingham, Loveman's and Pizzette's were like Macy's and Gimbel's in New York. They were always at each other's throats. They were the biggest competitors. And when I was doing my research for this book, I found Loveman's in 1920 published an ad in the Birmingham News, and it went like this. It is being whispered among the younger set that there is a real live Santa Claus after all, and they are as right as he can be. The dear old fellow is here to prove it with his bright red suit and his long white beard. He comes every afternoon at 2 and remains until 5. 3 joyous hours for the kiddies. Then he hastens back to his workshop to catch up on back orders for toys for the good little boys and girls. That was how Loveman's introduced the fact that they were going to have a live Santa Claus in their store. About a week after that, Santa Claus started sending letters that were published in the Birmingham News that mentioned nothing about being at Loveman's.
I will arrive Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock on LNN Fast Train. Meet me at the station. I am bringing some little things that I am going to give away as long as they last when I arrive.
That really seems strange, because how could he be arriving at the station when he was already at Loveman's? Now here's where the other boot drops, folks. In the Birmingham News, Santa Claus said,
I have accepted Louis Pizzette's offer of his store for my headquarters during my stay in Birmingham. I accepted his offer because of the splendid proposition made me, but greatest of all because Mr. Pizzette bought so much of the Birmingham children, he traveled more than 3,000 miles this past summer to see me and my wonderful toy shops in England, France, and Switzerland. Ho, 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 ho.
So, now, all of a sudden, Santa's hanging out at both Loveman's and Pizzette's, but Pizzette's wanted you to know theirs was the real one. He came all the way from the North Pole to be there.
You better watch out, you better not cry, better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And that was how it went from then on. Loveman's Santa and Pizzette's Santa. You would go to see one of them at Loveman's, and then when you went down to Pizzette's, Santa Claus didn't even seem to remember seeing you before or what you'd told him. How was this old guy supposed to remember what to bring you on Christmas if he couldn't even remember your name from one store to the next? In the early 40s, some parents tried to start a movement through the Birmingham News to get rid of all these multiple Santas and just have one Santa downtown that everyone would go see, and they said the stores could take turns sponsoring that. Of course, you know, that idea never really caught on. I guess that I saw the Santas at Pizzette's and Loveman's. The Santa that I always went to, that I thought was the one and only real Santa, was out in West End at the big store called GES. I guess because he was the first one that I saw, and as far as I was concerned, the ones at both Pizzette's and Loveman's were the fake guys, because the real one was at GES.
That's pop culture historian Tim Hollis. His most recent book is Christmas in Birmingham. Rachel Lindley produced this story of Birmingham's Christmas past.